Lantern Audio presents First Generation Wealth, Three Guiding Principles for Long-Lasting Wealth and an Enduring Family Legacy. Written by Robert Ballantyne and Adrian Cronier, Ph.D. CFA. Narrated by Robert Ballantyne and Adrian Cronier, Ph.D. CFA. Forward by Brian Dyson.
Dedication. To Betty, who has steadfastly stood by my side for more than 40 years, and to my dad, with whom I launched my entrepreneurial journey, and who taught me by example the importance of integrity. Robert.
I dedicate this book to my father, Pierre, the quintessential entrepreneur, whose sacrifices as a first-generation wealth creator gave me the confidence to believe in myself and the freedom to choose my destiny, and to my spouse Eve, whose love and compassion is the glue of our family and my inspiration through the highs and the lows of our journey through life together. Adrian.
Acknowledgements. We honor the American entrepreneur and other first-generation wealth creators, those indefatigable, daring, and thoughtful visionaries who risk it all in the pursuit of their version of the American dream. We're beyond privileged to serve them and their families. We'd like to thank our good friends and clients, Brian Dyson, for his real and authentic foreword, Sally Belt Gambrell for teaching us best practices, and Todd Knutson for his invaluable counsel and feedback along the way. We would also like to thank our Ballantyne colleagues and friends, including our dear friend, Bud Carter, and the other esteemed members and alumni of Vistage 150 and 151, who have served as wise and trusted sounding boards for us and other business leaders. We particularly want to recognize our amazing partners, who each day apply their passion, expertise, and integrity to act in the very best interest of our clients and one another. We thank our clients for the trust and confidence they place in us. We are sincerely grateful for the opportunity to serve you and witness your own generational wealth and legacy journeys. As my dad, Bob Ballantyne, used to say, our clients are our capital. Without them, we would have no business. Our families have stood by us patiently during this long project, always encouraging us to reach the finish line when we tired, especially while managing a growing business during a tumultuous pandemic. Our spouses and children know us best. They humble us in the greatest way possible, reminding us of our authentic selves and what is truly most important. They deserve our deepest gratitude. Last, we wish to recognize Liz Thomas, without whose untiring help this book would have not come to fruition. Sharon Ben-Dove, an inspired writer who took time to understand us and our stories. Danielle Goodman, for her editorial leadership and keeping our team organized. And Steve Onpu, for his publishing expertise and early enthusiasm for the very real and powerful phenomenon of shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up the men to gather wood, divide the work, and give orders. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
Foreword by Brian Dyson. I was raised on a farm on the Pampas in Argentina, where achieving wealth was a distant dream among many. There, the sky stretches tight to the horizon all around, and the outlying farmhouses and their defining woods are like so many ships cruising on a sea of land. Perhaps it was natural, then, to cast off and seek what lay far beyond my own relentless horizon. So,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?